This is Free Radio Santa Cruz 101.1, www.freakradio.org. What you are about to hear is an interview with Pete Rasmussen, conducted last year during the National Days of Action for the Immokalee, the Coalition for Immokalee Workers, based out of Florida. Boycott Taco Bell. This interview will explain a lot more. Some of the information is slightly dated, but still very relevant. For more information, please see www.ciw-online.org.
Behind the walls, how you wanna free a fool Jamal? Children of war suffering every day, how you wanna let the children come out and play? We lock up the kids in school with weapons, how you wanna blame our own reflection? 400 years of cultural castration, how you want some roots with no foundation? The price of the gallon is near the minimum wage, how you wanna express and release your rage? Negro brutality on immigrants, how you wanna organize a protest? We are not illegals, we are not aliens, how you wanna keep us behind the wall and fence? If you want one world, one love, one race, how you want to make this hot a better place? So how you want to change yourself by changing channels on your favorite lazy ball reclining chair? I said, how you want to change the world by continuing to leave the dollar to your car off your bill? Players is a conscious movement. How you wanna spread this rebel music? Cause the time is now to overstand. How you wanna uplift your fellow man? We all know that love is the solution. So how you wanna start a revolution? Peltier, victim of false evidence. How you wanna free political prisoners? Cause NASA don't care about human rights. How you wanna stop indigenous genocide? They want global corporate domination. How you wanna control your own destination? All the way from Chiapas up to Chula Vista. How you wanna join the Zapatistas? If you want one world, one love, one race, how you wanna make this ha a better place? So how you wanna change yourself by changing channels on your favorite lazy boy reclining chair? I said, how you wanna change the world by continuing to leave it all up to your corrupt government? All the people live as one, it's just you and I, together finally. Yes, I believe the day will come when we will rise so far above, it's just you and I, one big family. I believe the day will come when all the people live as one, it's just you and I, together finally. Yes, I believe the day will come when the people rise so far above, which is you and I, one big family.
Yes. Free Radio Santa Cruz. How y'all doing out there? We're wonderful in the studio, freaky and free as always. And my guest here via telephone tonight is Pete Rasmussen from Comercio Justo, a local social justice and fair exchange organization. How are you doing tonight, Pete?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you for
for coming on the show.
Absolutely. I'm glad to be here.
Right. So why don't we just kind of start out with a little bit about what is Comercio Justo? What is its goals and kind of in terms of, I understand you're organizing with them.
Absolutely. Yeah. Like you said, Comercio Justo is a social justice organization up on UCSC campus. And kind of the recent actions that have been going on with what we're doing is getting fair trade coffee incorporated onto all the campus dining halls up at UCSC. That's been one of our latest campaigns, and then also Santa Cruz hosted a fair trade convergence 2 weekends ago, and it was really, you know, successful event where we had people from all over the country and actually internationally as well show up and had different discourse and dialogue about the meanings of fair trade, and also kind of creating a community within all the student organizers as part of the fair trade movement. So it was a really, really positive thing to be part of.
Nice. That does sound like very important work. I've written several articles myself about the issue of fair trade coffee, and it really does seem like something that can actually have a very positive effect that people actually can do in their daily lives, because too often, you know, we get caught up in this sense of powerlessness, and, you know, just responsible consumption alone will not save the planet, but I think it's an important first step to remember that, you know, you can make a difference in your purchasing decisions.
Absolutely. I mean, for, you know, as an example, right downtown, as you're facing the ocean, you can go to your left and go into Santa Cruz Coffee Roasting,
yeah, yeah.
You know, and right on the other side of the street there is Starbucks. So, yeah, mm-hmm. it's an easy decision to make.
Yeah, and of course, the difference there is Santa Cruz Coffee Roasting deals almost exclusively in fair trade, and Starbucks doesn't.
Exactly.
Although, to their credit, they did they carry like one brand of fair trade coffee, but it's like,
right,
more
something like once a week too.
Yeah, it's more expensive. They don't actually serve it when they, you know, when you order your cup of coffee, it's not fair trade, as opposed to the roaster, where, you know, what they serve, what they sell, it's almost all fair trade.
Right.
Excellent. So tell us a little bit about there's another campaign going on not only with Comercio Justo. I know they're just part of one of many organizations that are participating in the National Boycott Taco Bell campaign. Could you tell us a little bit about how that started?
Right. I'd love to.
Yeah.
Tomato pickers in Florida, who supply, you know, mega multi-billion-dollar corporations across the U.S., have been experiencing sweatshop work conditions for you know, centuries basically, and what's going on is that they're realizing the connections that their suppliers have to these big corporations such as Taco Bell, which is a highly visible corporation in the U.S. And so what's been going on with the coalition of Immokalee workers. Immokalee is the town in Florida where a majority of Taco Bell does buy their tomatoes from. The farm workers there have organized themselves. It's not a union, you know. They have basically organized a group of people together, and they started about 12, 15 years ago marching onto the farm owners' houses, demanding higher pay, demanding fair labor conditions, healthy living conditions. And they noticed that this wasn't really getting them anywhere, because the public, the consumers, the people that really do have the influence on these corporations had no idea what was going on in the small corner of Florida. And so in the last 3 years, they've really been pushing to gain support from the consumer. Basically, a corporation like Taco Bell is nothing without support from a consumer base. And so what the coalition has been targeting is, you know, mainly student organizations, but also, you know, community members of every kind, to educate them and to let them know about the perils that these people are facing in the fields of Florida, and you know, educating them and then asking them to participate in this nationwide boycott that's been happening, like I said, for 3 years, and is right now really kind of at the apex of its achievements in terms of getting Taco Bell's kicked off of campuses, national-wide boycotts and days of action, turning out with hundreds and actually thousands of people. So it's right now at a point where Taco Bell is really feeling the pressure economically from these boycotts, from consumer awareness about the issue. So it's exciting to be part of it right now, definitely.
Yeah, really sounds like it. One of the things I read on the website, I checked out the Boycott the Bell website, the CIW website, and it kind of brought up one of the arguments of Taco Bell, saying how this is essentially a labor dispute between the field workers and their employers. But of course, their employers are the suppliers of the tomatoes that Taco Bell purchases. And they're trying to claim that they don't really have any influence over the situation. How would you respond to that?
Yeah, it's definitely one of their, you know, one of their key things that they'll bring up is that hey, you know, we're sorry that this is going on, but this is definitely a labor dispute between the farm workers and the suppliers themselves, and they have no way to influence that. One thing that I'd kind of bring up, which I actually just came across in the last few weeks, which I thought was pretty interesting, is that Taco Bell, they have an animal welfare program, okay? And basically what this says is, I'll actually quote it from right here. It says, "As a major purchaser of food products, we have the opportunity and responsibility to influence the way animals are treated. We take that responsibility very seriously and are working with our suppliers on an ongoing basis to make sure the most humane procedures for caring for and handling animals are in place." So right there, you know, they're saying, hey, we do have an influence on who we decide to work with, who we decide to buy from, where our corporation is going to put our money and our contacts into getting, you know, in this case, their meat supply. And the argument that the Coalition of Immokalee Workers and consumers are saying is that, hey, come on now, apply these same welfare conditions to the treatment of human beings, right?
Yeah. Seems like a double standard.
Exactly, a double standard. They can't, you know, how can they say here that we have the absolute power to choose who we deal with on this end, but not on the end of human rights conditions. So that would be one argument, you know, that I would bring up, is that they definitely have a double standard there.
It sounds almost like a racist double standard too, because you know, they're worried about animals, which is fine and good. You know, they should be worried about animals. Right. Yet when the people that are producing their products that they use in their, you know, stores are primarily, you know, Latino, Chicanos, you know, people of Latin American descent, they don't seem to care.
Right. Absolutely. And I really, you know, I'm really seeing that one thing that's kind of coming up from this too is that it's really, really clear, in my opinion, that, you know, the fast food industries, they go through stages. They go through, you know, to have a successful corporation, they always need to have some new pitch, right? Some new way that they can communicate.
I'm not going to name them, but we could probably guess which fast food company this is. They recently have just embarked on this massive new slogan that they've changed. You know, they used to have this old slogan, now they have this new slogan. I'm loving it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, they've just brutalized hip hop. I mean, they've just destroyed any sense of like
dignity.
Yeah, any sense of what the music used to stand for. Now it's like they use it. I mean, that happened long ago. That wasn't this company that did it, you know. But it just really angers me to see. And then on top of that, they have commercials with this "I'm loving it" slogan, where they show like little children in like Brazil or some like slum, you know, these little barefoot, dirty, you know, shirtless children running around, and then it cuts to like fat Americans eating, you know, one of their sandwiches, and I'm just like,
just like, there it is.
Let's use the cute little third world children to sell our product.
God,
no
and,
qualms.
And you know, right there, that's a perfect, you know, example in a sense too of the current agricultural system that has been, you know, set up here in the U.S. is, you know, underprivileged, poverty-stricken people that are getting exploited by these huge corporations so that Americans can sit in their comfortable atmosphere and eat their fast food. You know, it's a perfect parallel to draw from something like that.
Absolutely.
Yum Headquarters, which is the parent company to Taco Bell, which is the largest chain of fast food industries in the world. It owns KFC, Taco Bell, A&W Root Beer, Long John Silver, and Pizza Hut.
Ooh, could you repeat those again? Yum, what is it? It's Yum?
Yeah, it's Yum Brands, Y-U-M, and it's based in Louisville, Kentucky. That's where the Truth Tour is going to begin. They're going to have a large protest and rally at the Yum headquarters. And, that includes Taco Bell, KFC, Pizza Hut, Long John Silver, and A&W Root Beer. And so that's the largest. It's something like a $24 billion a year mega corporation.
And I've kind of heard before that KFC, Pizza Hut, Taco Bell, they only carry a certain brand of soft drink.
Soft drinks, right. I believe it's Pepsi.
Yeah. Is Pepsi by chance the larger owner of Yum Brands?
You know what? From what I've been researching and stuff, the only thing that I could find was that Pepsi used to own Taco Bell, KFC, all those was like mm-hmm. their parent company, and now Yum yeah. has bought that chain of the five fast food companies. So I don't know anymore. If, you know, it's obviously a very good possibility there's another parent company to Yum that's even bigger. You know,
it seems like that.
The consolidation goes up the ladder, you know?
Yeah, just about everything.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Maybe talk a little bit about what's being planned for this Friday and who, what, when, where, why, and how, blah, blah, blah?
Absolutely. This Friday is one of the two National Days of Action. And so here in Santa Cruz, Comercio Justo and some other organizations on campus have been collaborating to get a large amount of people to this event. It's going to be at 3:30 at the Mission Street Taco Bell is where we're going to all meet and convene. There's going to be between 3 and 6 guest speakers from the community and from the university. We're going to have music and hoping to get a bunch of people with drums to show up. We got a pretty solid group, but we definitely need some more music to keep it lively. And so we're going to be meeting there at the Mission Street Taco Bell Friday, 3:30. And after we meet and rally there, we're going to be walking down, and we're going to make our way down through downtown and to the Pacific Avenue Taco Bell. We'll meet there again and hold a rally right there as well. So definitely...
Two Taco Bells for the price of one, huh?
That's right. It's definitely getting some high numbers that we're expecting for this. On the Student Farm Worker Alliance website, they're saying that the event that we're going to hold here in Santa Cruz is probably going to be the second largest demonstration in the country, second to the Truth Tour itself.
Excellent.
Yeah, so we really are hoping for a lot of community involvement, people coming out and to be part of this. The idea is that on these National Days of Action, you know, if there's 400 people in Santa Cruz and 300 people in Seattle and 400 people in D.C., you know, that on this one National Day of Action that Taco Bell will get the message loud and clear that, hey, there's students and there's consumers that are going to support the farm workers and not the slave-like work conditions that our company is, you know, is basically supporting.
Complicit in.
Right.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's definitely going to be a big event. We love people to show up and help support them.
Yeah, of course. And every one of those people that actually shows up probably represents another, you know, dozen, two dozen people that, you know, can't make it because
right.
they probably do have to work, like,
absolutely.
You know, field workers or whatever,
yeah.
you know?
Absolutely.
So, this event, you know, I've kind of scrolled through the website again, uh-huh. and this event seems to be getting a lot of media coverage recently and in the past as well. Do you think Taco Bell's feeling the pressure yet? I mean, I know it's been three, like you said, it's been like over 3 years now.
Uh-huh.
You said this has been building, and I agree with you. I think it has, but do you really think Taco Bell's kind of starting to, or even Yum, you know, the parent company, do you think they're starting to get the message?
Right. Well, basically, in the last few years, there have been something like 30 campuses that have gotten their Taco Bells kicked off their campus, you know, through student organizing and activism and stuff, saying, hey, we don't want our university, we don't want the student body to support a corporation like this. So they've gotten completely kicked off campuses. And there's about 300 universities or so that have been involved in this campaign, and you know, thousands and thousands of people, and basically, the real power lies in the consumers, and obviously it's not gonna stop if there's a really, you know, successful turnout with this Truth Tour and with these two National Days of Action. But I really do believe that the momentum that is building right now and the awareness that is building right now across the country is going to be enough to be really a catalyst of change in the fast food industry. And I do believe that Taco Bell is feeling the economic pressure, and a lot of that will depend on, you know, how solid the press coverage will be. But, you know, 2 weeks ago I had a conference call with the Student Farm Worker Alliance, and there was probably 15 or 20 people, about 15 or 20 people from all across the country, you know, that were working on this campaign, and it was just a pretty incredible feeling of, you know, to listen to the different levels of engagement of people from all over the country and really get an idea that, you know, this is not by any means an isolated event, you know, and that, mm-hmm. and that this is, right now, this is the largest, you know, student farm worker alliance, you know, movement in the country. I definitely feel that especially with the successful completion of these next 2 weeks of rallying and protesting, that I do think that Taco Bell will really start to feel that the economic pressure that this should create, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, it's not going to necessarily be an overnight thing by any means, you know. But I do think that it's the start of momentum to bring forth change in the fast food industry.
Absolutely, and no struggle is really an overnight thing.
Sure.
Unless it's some kind of coup d'etat, which unfortunately I don't think we can quite stage against Taco Bell. Although,
right.
Maybe we should consider, you know, the Irvine's not that far away.
Right, yeah, it's not. And that's another reason why, you know, the Santa Cruz event really will have a lot of power behind it, because, you know, it is close. It is going to be part of this national campaign where there's things going on in the Bay Area, in Irvine, you know, in Santa Cruz. So,
mm-hmm.
and then, yeah, if we can... Santa Cruz, we can pull off getting a strong contingent to go down there and be part of that. That'd be great as well.
Yeah, excellent. I'd be happy to, you know, help you out with that in whatever way.
Great. Okay.
Absolutely. And once again, just like to remind our listeners that we're talking to Pete Rasmussen here on Free Radio Santa Cruz, 101.1, and of course www.freakradio.org. We got to throw out our own website plug there. And where can people go for resources and information about this campaign?
Yeah, absolutely. There's two websites that are really, really solid, complete sources. One is the Coalition of Immokalee Workers website.
Uh-huh.
And that is CIW-online.org. And
okay.
And that's, you know, that one, it has... press releases, it has the current actions that are going on, you know, past and future planned actions, really, you know, really, really solid site to check out there. And then also the Student Farm Worker Alliance has a page as well, and once again they have all the current updates on different campuses' actions and the, you know, the progress of what's been going on, and that website is SFAlliance.org.
Excellent.
Yeah, so those are two great sites. They give you more than enough information that you would need to feel like you were educated. Exactly.
Yeah. I myself just did a search on the search engine on the internet for Taco Bell boycott,
really?
And I found, you know, 10,000. Responses, which I thought was very good. Seems like, you know, and not just these two websites, but other websites kind of referring to the not directly involved in the campaign, but referring to it, providing links to it, as well as like numerous media accounts.
Right.
So I thought that was excellent.
Yeah.
Looks like the word really is getting out there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Any final thoughts, you know, you want to throw out there? I'm kind of wind it down myself, maybe just ask you, you know, why should people care, you know? It's apathy, okay? I mean, it's just, call it apathy, people. It doesn't affect me. I'm not a farm worker. I like my Taco Bell, it's cheap, and blah blah blah.
Right.
Why should people care about this campaign? I mean, does it have broader implications? I mean,
right, absolutely. I mean, you know, really how I'm seeing this is a lot of people, especially what I think in Santa Cruz, because there is, you know, there is a certain level of consumer consciousness, you know, here. And I think that at times too, you can feel like maybe activism is kind of happening in a bubble in Santa Cruz, you know, like it doesn't have links to stuff that's going on outside of Santa Cruz.
Mm-hmm.
And I really think that this is an opportunity to really be part of an action that is linked in so many broader ways than just to Santa Cruz. You know, it is really, this is a one day when community members, students, and you know members of Santa Cruz can come out and really be part of a large solidarity action that is directly going to you know, help the well-being of farm workers in Florida, but also it's a national movement against the fast food industry. You know, so it's really, you know, it's really a moral and an ethical movement in support of these farm workers in Florida, but across the nation as well, that are being exploited by these multi-million dollar corporations. And and so if there can be people that come out in support of this action, then it's going to be this momentum that's going to hopefully continue to carry on and change the whole structure of fast food industry and
get rid of fast food.
Get rid of it. Yeah, absolutely. And this is, you know, this is one step. This is the first step to kind of get that rolling. You know, somebody said to me downtown in Santa Cruz today, Well, you know, why I boycott that place anyways. I don't support, you know, fast food anyways, and that's great, you know, and that's you know, hopefully going to be more and more the norm. But
yeah.
Also, if you really want to, you know, take your you know, personal political opinions and morals one step farther, then this is the way to do it, is to come out on this National Day of Action, you know, on Friday, and make this a huge event. Make it a clear, loud message that, hey, Santa Cruz, you know, we're not going to support these kind of labor conditions that are happening, and we're doing this action in solidarity. We're doing this in support of these farm workers,
mm-hmm.
and that's what they're asking us to do. And I definitely think that they deserve our support on this day. So
I'd have to agree with you, Pete. Thank you again for coming on the show, and I'll hope to run into you Friday. I'll be out there with some kind of anti-corporate propaganda, you can be sure.
Excellent. I'll see you there, man.
Okay.
Have a good night.
Take care.
Good night.
Yes, yes. Once again, folks, that was Pete Rasmussen talking about the national campaign to boycott Taco Bell for their abusive sweatshop conditions. That essentially, I mean, not only do they not pay crap to their workers, but essentially the people that pick the tomatoes that, you know, go into their chalupas and other garbage that they serve, you know, they're being exploited, and consumers really do have an opportunity here to take a stand for justice. And it's not enough to just boycott Taco Bell. You know, you gotta write the board, write your local editors to the papers, you know, write letters to the editor, go on radio shows like this one, get involved, start a radio program. You know, we here at Free Radio Santa Cruz are always looking for DJs. We have our website, www.freakradio.org, where you can download an application to become a programmer here. And it's a bit of a process, but it's not that intimidating. It's not that hard. You too can become the media, you know, because when we're faced with the media that's just so profit driven and irresponsible and just uninformative, you know, we really do need alternative communications. And as Amy Goodman recently said, you know, the term alternative media is less and less relevant because we are becoming more of the mainstream. More and more people are getting their information from alternative media, and we really do have a chance to affect things here. And chew on that for a moment. Of course, the number here in the studio is 427-3772, 427-FRSC. If you've got anything to say about what you just heard, please feel free to call in. Once again, this was an interview by Augusto Cesar Sandino Segundo with Pete Rasmussen of Comercio Justo. Please go to the rally this Friday, March 11th, at 3:30 p.m. at the Taco Bell on Mission Street. support farm workers who pick the tomatoes for Taco Bell in virtual sweatshop slavery conditions. For more information, please see www.ciw-online.org.